This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Boy, I got to tell you, Big Al has had nothing but problems with Skype trying to get these recordings done. I was up at 2 o'clock in the morning on Friday. Computers are absolutely a mystery to me. Hey, listen, I got Charlotte Cuthbertson on the line with me right now. Charlotte is a reporter, and if I'm not mistaken, looking at the Epoch Times website, you're also considered to be an editor now. Charlotte, you have spent the last couple of days outside of your home turf as a political reporter, which I know is Washington, D.C. You spent quite a bit of time on the border between Texas and Mexico. Charlotte, what did you accomplish down there?
Sure. So we went down to the Rio Grande Valley, which is really the hotspot of illegal border crossing in the U.S. So every day around 1,800 people get apprehended by Border Patrol between the ports of entry, and most of that is in the Rio Grande Valley. And so we went down there to see what the military is doing, to see what Border Patrol is doing, and talk to some people that live on the border and, you know, see what they experience.
I'm just curious, you said 1,800 people a day?
Yeah, so a lot of focus is on these caravans, which, you know, they're big volumes, but really every day a caravan comes through the border, if you look at it that way.
That is absolutely amazing to me. I mean, don't we have any kind of border patrol in a hot area like that?
We do. You know, a lot of the problem is because a lot of asylum seekers, the smugglers bring them across illegally rather than through the port of entry. If they come through illegally, Border Patrol agents are now tied up in processing and transporting all of these asylum seekers. And so they're not boots on the ground anymore. And so then the cartels exploit that and they bring through their whatever they are trying to bring through, drugs or people. So the less Border Patrol boots you've got on the ground, the easier it is to get in. And it's a lot of mileage there that they have to patrol.
Well, that doesn't sound a whole lot different than the border up here about 5 minutes from where I live. And that is, you know, everybody is processed who tries to come in. Is that what's going on down in the Rio Grande Valley? Are they attempting to actually process these people? And if they are they doing it effectively? And by effectively, Charlotte, I mean, do they have any identification, anything to show, any reason that they're giving these guys or gals to as to why they're coming into the country? Or are they just lying? Or what's going on? This sounds kind of strange to me.
Well, a lot of people are coming through as asylum seekers, and they just have to claim credible fear of returning to their home country. So they just go through a screening when they come over and present themselves, a lot of them across the border illegally, and then seek out Border Patrol because they know that then they will just get processed and taken to a facility. The credible fear screening, around 90% of people that come across and claim credible fear pass that screening. However, down the road, of the Central Americans that come across and claim that credible fear, only 9% of them actually get approved as asylum at the end of their case. So there's a very big difference between the people claiming it and the people who are actually approved, and I think that's part of, you know, that's the golden ticket in some ways.
So basically, a person could argue that they are attempting to come in legally. Is that correct? That's something I was unaware of. I thought the big problem was people sneaking in, for lack of better terms.
Anyone who crosses between a port of entry is sneaking in, and that is illegal. Most of the asylum seekers have been doing that, and whereas they should be coming in through a port of entry to claim asylum, which becomes a more orderly process for, on the US side of things, it leaves the Border Patrol agents on the ground in between the port of entries. So this is part of the reason why President Trump put out his proclamation last week saying, if you come through illegally, you'll not be eligible for the basic asylum claim anymore.
Right, and I happen to agree with that, but let's go back just for a second. So the Rio Grande Valley that you're talking about, where the border patrols are actually working, the U.S. border patrols, these are not official entry points where you have a customs office, et cetera, et cetera. What the Border Patrol is doing, if I understand correctly, is they are stopping these people in the field, for lack of better terms, and attempting to process them that way, not at an official entry point. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. So along the southwest border, the 2,000 miles, there are 26 crossing points between the U.S. and Mexico. And Customs and Border Protection, CBP, they control those entry points. In between those entry points, you've got Border Patrol, and they're the ones that are taking care of the illegal activity.
So rather than just turn them around, which would be pretty tough to do, I have to admit, but rather than just turn them around, what they're doing is they are attempting to process them in the field. Is that correct?
Yeah, so they do a basic, you know, who are you, do you have any paperwork kind of thing, and then they need to get some transportation so that then they can transport them to a facility where they get a further processing and they figure out what's happening next.
Charlotte, I'm sorry, I'm missing one thing. You said they're attempting to process them, or did I miss that?
They do a basic process, but that's more to sort of get their name and what's going on, and then they take them to the facility where they can be more thoroughly processed.
So if I understand the situation correctly, and this was up until you and I started talking, this was really news to me. What you're saying then is that they're taking their names, and then are they physically taking them to official processing areas?
Yes, but they're not taking them to the port of entry processing areas. They'll take them to some type of detention facility where a more thorough processing can be taken place.
I mean, you just left there. I would think it would be pretty damn hard to process 1,800 people a day, let alone transport 1,800 people a day to to a processing facility or detention facility or what have you. Any comments on that? And then we got to take a short break. But let's get some comments on that from you who's been there, done that.
Exactly. It's pulling agents off the field all the time, and that's why the president put the National Guard down there to help with that transportation, to help with those logistics, to keep the agents on the field, and that's also what the military is helping do now.
Hmm. So really, the Mexican people are really, truly taking advantage of us in a very aggressive way, and they know what they're doing. They know that they're entering illegally. Is that correct?
So most of them are from Central America. The Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, the vast majority. There's not a whole lot from Mexico because of the laws that America has.
I gotcha.
If a Mexican is inadmissible, they can just be turned back. It's much more difficult with Central Americans.
Okay, I understand. Charlotte, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back with Charlotte Cuthbertson, reporter, editor for the Epoch Times. We'll be talking more about the situation with Mexico. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continue my discussion with Charlotte Cuthbertson, reporter, editor for the Epoch Times. You know, I have to tell you, my eyes are really getting opened up here in talking with Charlotte. I understand now how the people are coming into the country, and they're coming in, I would have to say, fully cognizant of the fact that they are taking advantage of us, that they are coming in illegally, and the process has gotten to be so cumbersome for American Border Patrol agents, that it's almost impossible to do it effectively. Charlotte, give me an opinion on that first, will you?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the smugglers have got their tradecraft down to a T. They charge up to $7,000 a person to bring up from Central America. The cartels, they control all the Mexican side of the entry points. You do not cross into America without paying the cartels, which actually all the attention on these caravans is, I'm sure, upsetting their business plan right now. But, yeah, it's a whole business on the other side there.
Boy, that is really interesting. Talk about being taken advantage of. Okay, now your travels have taken you over to San Diego, a great city. What are you doing down there? I understand you're spending some time on the border on the Mexican side. Is that correct?
That's correct. I just got here yesterday. You're right, San Diego is beautiful. We spent some time on Imperial Beach, which is right where the border fence goes out into the ocean there between San Diego and Tijuana on the Mexican side. It was pretty quiet. The U.S. Marine Corps of Engineer were putting up some concertina wire right along that fence line there. And there was a pretty heavy presence of military and Border Patrol. We spoke to a Border Patrol agent there yesterday, and she just said, you know, that anything's possible. They don't know what's going to happen, but they're fully prepared for anything that's thrown their way. You know, she said there's even a possibility of just thousands of people rushing the border, but they've got contingencies for that as well. So really it's just a wait-and-see game. She said there's a lot of people starting to congregate on the Mexican side of the border there, which is not normal. So we'll see what happens in the next couple of days. We're heading over to the Mexican side today just to see what's happening over there, and we'll get a handle on the situation there.
Well, Charlotte, let me ask you this. Number one, let's talk a little bit about some of your colleagues. How many reporters are involved in doing what you're doing right now? And give me an example, if you would, of some of the papers they represent.
Oh, okay. You know, I haven't really got a good handle on that, to be honest. We saw quite a few photographers and reporters down there yesterday on Imperial Beach. I think there are quite a few in Tijuana at the moment. And there are also some that are embedding with the caravan and traveling with them.
So basically, the purpose of Charlotte Cuthbertson being in Tijuana is to see what's going to happen with the caravan from Central America. Is that correct?
That's correct. Also, we want to talk to locals. Apparently, we heard there was a bit of violence in Tijuana on Wednesday night. It seems the locals are sort of getting a bit tired of all of these people turning up and quote, trashing their city. So we want to get a handle on how the Mexican authorities are handling that side of things. It's a huge volume of people. So we really don't know what to expect at the moment. Just be good to talk to some of these caravan members as well. We have heard that 75% of them are men, and not a huge number of them are women and children. So we just want to kind of go and have a look and see what's really happening there.
So you're saying that not a huge number of the caravan members are women and children. Is that correct? Did I hear you right?
Correct. The last number that we got was that around 75% are males.
That's pretty interesting, given the fact that what the Democrats seem to be doing right now, or I guess I should say the progressives, what the media seems to be stressing right now, and I would like you to verify this if it's true, is that they are stressing the fact that it's simply women and children who are trying to get into the country, not males. And that's not the case, is that right?
That's not the case. From what we've seen, we had a reporter in Mexico City last week when the first caravan was there. He interviewed a few of the men that were there, and a lot of them were saying that they're sort of economic migrants, so they want to come and get a job. you know, they want to partake in the American dream. So we'll see what happens when they try to cross.
So
an economic migrant.
Yeah. Go ahead. Finish up.
I'm sorry. Being an economic migrant doesn't put you in the asylum category. It's quite a strict political asylum category, that one.
That is really, really interesting. I want you to do me a favor, if you would. Right now you are, and probably into the future, you're going to continue to be our go-to person in situations like this. If you have time, if anything dramatic happens in Tijuana with the caravan, please give me a text, because I'd like to talk to you about it at your convenience after that. But right now what I'm hearing is that no violence so far, but the Mexican citizens are getting fed up with all the other people coming in. Is that correct?
We heard there was a little bit of violence on Wednesday night, a bit of a clash between the locals and these migrants that are coming in, but we want to go and just find out a bit more about that today.
You know, what I find to be really interesting, and I'm sure you would, but what I find to be really interesting is, you know, Charlotte Kiwi Cuthbertson really never, your fellow countryman down in New Zealand, really because of the geography of New Zealand, you've never really had to experience something like this. Is that correct?
That's correct. The immigration beat is very interesting to me in this country.
I don't blame you. Hey, listen, kiddo, I don't blame you. I know that my daughter, who lives in Vancouver, B.C., she lives there illegally. She went into the country. She is now an executive with Lululemon. I wish I could wear their clothes. And it cost her roughly $15,000 to attain that status. Her mother and I obviously supported her, and I just find it to be absolutely amazing that there is really any support for illegal immigrants. Now, I want to say categorically, anybody who is trying to come into the country and do it correctly, I would support them 100%. But people who are sneaking in, I simply cannot agree with the progressive viewpoint. Charlotte Cuthbertson, it's been great. Thank you so much. We're going to be right back with another individual from the Epoch Times, Joshua Phillips. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. I have Josh Phillips on the line with me. Josh is now in management with the Epoch Times. Good guy. I've known him for a long time that he was going to go a long ways there. You know, the one subject that most of the people at the Epoch Times are really familiar with is what's going on in terms of what I'm going to call trade warfare between the United States and China. It's a bad situation. There's no question about it. And who better to ask than Josh Phillip from the Epoch Times? Give us an introduction to what's going on, will you, Josh?
Yeah, sure. So we, of course, hear all this news about Chinese cyber attacks. We hear all this news about Chinese economic theft. But it's rarely put into context of what's actually at play. I'm sure everyone remembers a few years back, I think it was, there were these five Chinese hackers who were indicted. They were with a Chinese military unit, Unit 61398, which was under the General Staff Department, Department. Mm-hmm. The department is the Signals Intelligence, the General Staff Department is the war-fighting branch. And so, put that together, the hacker unit was under the war-fighting branch of the Chinese military, and they were involved in economic theft targeting the United States.
Let me stop you just Josh, let me just stop you for a second. It was defined in mainland China as the war-fighting staff. Is that correct?
The General Staff Department is the war-fighting branch of the Chinese Communist Party.
Okay.
The third department of it is the Signals Intelligence Department. And there are about 22 operational branches. Unit 61398 is one of 22 similar hacker units working on operations similar to this.
So they're taking this pretty damn seriously. They seem to be taking it a lot more seriously than a lot of people in the United States are taking it.
Oh, yeah. Well, for them, this is about fighting for future dominance in the economic space.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, under the Chinese warfare doctrine, if you read into their what's called the unrestricted warfare concept, they have right on there, they have non-military, they have trans-military, and they have military methods of achieving the goals of war. And so they regard, what they've done is they've broken down what would you want to achieve through war? What would you want to achieve by conquering another country? How do you achieve those exact same goals by using open systems?
Well,
looking at, go ahead. Yeah.
Do other countries fall into the same category as the U.S. in that particular venue?
Oh, yeah. Well, you look at a lot of countries. They're doing it through a lot of different means. And so you look at, say, Latin America. The Chinese Communist Party has been using different types of infrastructure programs. And so what they'll do is they'll go and approach the country on, say, we'll build you a plant in exchange for X amount of barrels of, say, crude oil,
mm-hmm.
and X amount of mineral resources for X amount of years. And, of course, a lot of them go for it. They'll build different types of infrastructure programs, and then the country will be indebted to China. China will then also maintain management of those facilities. And so they're Chinese-owned facilities built to benefit China, and oftentimes are even staffed by Chinese because they're not.
So, John, let me stop you just for a second. Where are these facilities mm-hmm. typically located? Are they typically located in mainland China, or are they typically located in the country of origin?
Well, they're pushing this into country of origin,
of course,
and they've even done this in the United Kingdom. China owns and runs one of the main nuclear power plants, and if you look at Sri Lanka, there were complaints of them, Sri Lanka having done all these programs of the Chinese Communist Party, and back because they started realizing that we're not getting anything out of these deals.
Yep.
China's coming in, they're trading a bunch of resources in exchange for these infrastructures, but then the Chinese Communist Party manages and staffs the infrastructures. The only people who benefit are, you could argue people, maybe they get a bit of extra, energy and things like this, but long term, Sri Lanka, they compared it to this form of like modern slavery where they're subjugating the nation through control of key infrastructure. And if you go into, say, Australia, what are the GDP products of different countries? You go into Australia, it's like, ore, iron industry, that kind of stuff. China, mm-hmm. China's buying up all the iron mines. They're buying up all the copper mines. And, you go into New Zealand, it's like dairy. China's buying up all the dairy farms. So what happens then when a foreign and often hostile country controls the source of your national, stability, controls the source of your national income, suddenly they're able to influence your politics.
Obviously.
They can influence your advertising, your media coverage, anything, you name it, they can influence it. And they have other systems to achieve that, of course. They view it as a rivalry of systems. The U.S. international global order, the international order of the United States, Pax Americana.
Uh-huh.
It's maintained under this idea that of individual liberty, that governments should not be allowed to abuse their citizens, and if you do, you're going to get sanctioned. China, the Chinese model is different. They're trying to say human rights abuses are necessary. Because if you have so X number of people, you can't keep things stable by respecting human rights, and they have this system of international trade. You can do whatever you want. We won't get involved in your local politics, is the way they frame it, and we'll continue to trade with you regardless of whether you abuse your citizens or not. And so the United States has maintained an international order where human rights abuses, on a large scale, at least, are not tolerated. And China's pushing a system of absolute totalitarian control where it's not only tolerated but even encouraged, because a lot of the Chinese tech products they're exporting, monitoring system, are based around this. It's high-tech tyranny. to an extent that even George Orwell couldn't have imagined.
You know, I find that to be really fascinating, the fact that the United States is supposedly, you know, first and foremost when it comes to eliminating, for lack of better terms, human rights, negative human rights issues. And here we are putting up with this in a big way, as are many other countries. You know, I guess it just kind of goes to show you, he who controls the gold has the power, because in effect, that's what we're saying here. China being controlling the gold and having the power.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A lot of the sanctions only – a lot of U.S. sanctions are non-functional, because when the United States sanctions them, China continues to trade with them.
Right.
This is – you know, people have accused North – you know, them of doing this to North Korea, which was propped up by China, of doing this to Iran, which is heavily propped up by China. China – the Chinese model has been kind of a go-to place for a lot of Latin America under groups like the Foro Sao Paulo, which is the – kind of far-left coalition of states involved in the Pink Revolution that took place there.
Uh-huh.
And you have a lot of governments that have, as they distance from the United States, lean towards China, begin accepting Chinese money, begin accepting Chinese infrastructure programs. And oftentimes these programs benefit nobody on the social level, but benefit the few individuals in the government who sign the agreements and the Chinese Communist Party. And so it's a system of you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, and
you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Josh, we've got to take a real quick break here. We've got to take a real quick break here for a commercial. But what I would like to do is continue this discussion into the next segment. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back with Josh Phillip.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a
product, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hey, welcome back. Here to wrap up KER Politics, I'm chatting with Michael Stumo, CEO of Coalition for Prosperous America, of which I am proud to say I am a member. Michael, you and some of your colleagues met with the Department of Commerce just recently, a couple of days ago. I want you to tell our listeners, if you would, about that meeting, how it started out, and how they kept extending it and extending it and extending it. You're on, Michael.
Sure. Last March, you may recall that the Department of Commerce announced tariffs against steel and aluminum.
Right.
And so there was all kinds of mainstream media and economist protests that it's going to kill 288,000 jobs, it's going to raise prices for consumers and the like, and we've seen none of that. So what they were relying on, the free trade fiction crowd in part, was these economic models that they start running some numbers through and use. It spits out, you put some tariffs on it, spits out a bunch of job losses. Now, in November, we are seeing none of that was true. The economy is growing. It's not shrinking. Consumers aren't seeing price increases, and we're not seeing job loss. We're seeing job creation. So what we did at CPA is bought one of the free trade economic models and dug into it and see what's wrong with it. And we found out what was wrong. They had false assumptions as to how prices go through the economy, how people in healthcare lose jobs because of steel tariffs. It doesn't make any sense, but that's what it had. So we went through the model and dug in. We have a crack research team here. We improved it, and we told the Department of Commerce, hey, we'd like to see what – we'd like to present exactly what we did so you can have better predictability in the future when you do trade intervention. So this was set up as a 30-minute meeting with the head of the group in commerce that does industry analysis. Then they canceled it, and then we said, hey, we're coming to town. We're going to be here. So they said, okay, come on in then. 30 minutes, and we went through the presentation, and they were so interested and intrigued that it lasted an hour and 45 minutes. And in fact, they brought in top close staff to Department of the Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. So hopefully we're going to be making an impact on showing that trade intervention works to protect jobs, not destroy them, and grow the economy rather than shrink it.
Michael, if you would, we're kind of talking in macro terms right now. Would you do me a favor? Would you give me some specifics that you actually brought up to this fellow?
Sure, and it was actually a lady, but the these models are, they're just mathematized free trade theory. They just have their free trade theory and they put it in math into these models. But they, the model said, well, if you increase the price of a raw commodity like steel, you're going to raise prices, there'll be less demand for products throughout the economy, and you're going to lose all kinds of jobs, from Frappuccino servers to metal buyers to healthcare workers. And what, and so we actually adjusted in the model how prices are in fact being transmitted through the economy. We're basically finding that it's not transmitted to these consumers. It's not reducing metals consumption. It's increasing it. So we changed those assumptions. Number two, they didn't realize that when you get profitable steel and aluminum prices, people actually, or companies actually, invest in a lot of new plants, which create a lot of new production, and that these plants are going full bore, so they're using their fixed costs very efficiently, so the fixed cost per unit goes down even as some prices go up. And so you get a lot more supply in the market for similar prices, a lot of job creation, and again, we put those outside factors like new plant building into the added that onto the model. And when we correct it, we find that tariffs can actually grow the economy, and it can actually grow jobs, and that the model will say what's actually happening on the ground.
You know, it strikes me when you look at the government, when you strike it, it strikes me that purely and simply, these guys are supposed to be the experts. These guys are running the show. What you just explained to me as kind of an economist does nothing but make sense. I cannot understand how the government could screw up that badly. Those are major, important assumptions, Michael.
Yeah, they really are. And to their credit, in this case, it wasn't the government that was making these false predictions with these models. It was these free trade supporting economists that were making the predictions. Economists hired by companies that opposed the tariffs. Okay, the government actually did not release any models predicting it, because this administration found that the models used by Clinton, Obama, Bush were all wrong, and they hadn't found time to correct them yet, so they actually reflected what happens in the economy.
Well,
so hopefully they will.
Yeah. Effectively, what happened is they screwed up. I mean, it's what you're talking about, in essence, is a very, very important issue to myself and my colleagues and my friends, and that is, we are not globalists. We are nationalists, for lack of better terms. You guys are pointing out very, very effectively how globalism, sure, it'll work for some people. It'll work for Jeff Bezos. He can go buy another castle. It'll work for Bill Gates. He can give away more to charity. But it's not going to work for the average person living in the Seattle area where those guys live. I am very, very much against globalism, as CPA is, and that's one of the reasons that I joined the organization. I'm trying to do the best I can, you know, to provide my insights for you guys. It's amazing to me.
Sure.
I understand how France, England, Germany, what have you, could be very, very globalistic in their thinking, and the reason being because they're kind of a small potato, economically speaking, compared to the United States. We simply have to get the word out as to why globalism doesn't work. I mean, why do these people, for example, in the government have to rely on models that are not accurate? And why does Michael Stumo and his team have to go in and show these guys that they're wrong? They're the government. They're supposed to know these things. What's wrong with that?
Sure. Well, to their credit, Wilbur Ross, the Secretary of Commerce, has hired economic nationalists, and so they're correcting and attempting to correct a lot of past mistakes. But one thing about the globalists is they think that it doesn't matter where things are produced, and we in the United States know it does, because as we lose production, we don't have jobs. These free trade economists say, well, if you can consume cheaply, you'll grow the economy. No, you need to get the means of production into your country You need to win the global competition for good jobs and industries so people can make a living, so it drives up wages in the Frappuccino sector and elsewhere. And that's how countries get rich. It's not by how much you can consume, it's how much you can produce. And that's a big factor. The other thing is that these global institutions are these sort of post-national global institutions. They're not democratically accountable. No, they're not accountable to citizens. It's all technocrats and big multinational players and billionaires. It's not us. You've got to get back to the nation state where it's accountable.
You know, I read an interesting article. I actually posted an interesting editorial on that subject on the website. You folks ought to take a look at it, you know, who are listening here on the radio. Just go to kereport.com. It was a very, very common sense editorial. I also posted a fair amount of background on Mr. Stumo, and that was last weekend. So look for more information. If you want to know about Michael, if you want to know about his background, if you want to know about why he's so good at what he does, why he has such a good team. We devoted a whole page to him this time. Just take a look at it and see what you think. And I think you'll agree with Big Al when Big Al says, these guys really are doing a phenomenal job. Michael, let's just close it up. Topic of your choice, I hate to say this, but hang on a second, let me edit this. Michael, I appreciate being part of Coalition for a Prosperous America. I appreciate you guys putting up with my somewhat lacking technical skills, but I got to tell you, I'm learning an awful lot from you guys. Michael Stumo, thank you so much.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.